أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 2, 3 and 4 of Surah Al-Anfal. In the first ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had concluded the ayah, وَأَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. And obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in kuntum mu'mineen, if you are believers, if you have iman. In this ayat, ayat number 2, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins to explain to us who are these believers, or if we put it the other way, who are the real believers in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us, myself and all of us, the tawfiq of understanding this ayat, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with these qualities also. There are many of those ulama that say that this was, or these were the qualities of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is praising the sahaba. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Certainly the believers are only those الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts are terrified. Their hearts are filled with the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spoken about, and according to some commentators, when they themselves take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is some awe that comes into the heart. One is, a person has some fear. A man walks out of his house, there is an animal that is threatening the person. That is a worry, a fear that a person has. This word wajilat, wajalun in Arabic, is not referring to that type of fear. But wajilat actually refers to the fact that the heart is filled with the majesty, the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, together with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that heart becomes a very soft heart. And whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spoken about, then that heart immediately inclines towards Allah, and then that majesty, that greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sinks into that heart, and it is because of that they feel this awe of Allah. They become terrified of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they tremble because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then ulama have written, the second aspect is insan, that sometimes the inclination towards sin comes. When the inclination towards sin comes, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the ayats we had concluded in the previous surah, in Surah Al-Araf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبَصِرُونَ. That when shaitan tries to infiltrate them, then they become conscious and they begin to see with the eyes of their heart. So like that, there is this terror that comes into the heart, there is this awe that comes into the heart of a person, and that is one sign of a believer. The second sign of a believer, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited upon them, it increases the quality of the iman, or increases the noor of the iman in the hearts of those people. That they hear these verses of Allah, they hear the Quran Sharif, And when they hear the Quran Sharif, again their hearts just began to expand. That nur begins to penetrate that heart, and together with that, that quality of iman increases, and they feel that softness of the heart, and they become inclined to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third quality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and they place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To place the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mean that a human, a mu'min, a believer leaves opting for the means. One will opt for the means that is permissible according to the Shariat, but together with that, the heart is always trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They place their affairs in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat, what is also termed as tafweed. In other words, they place their affairs and their matters in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then they leave it in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person becomes ill, a person becomes sick, that person needs medication, the person needs medical treatment, but in the heart there is this great feeling that shifa comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they will opt for the means of the medication, but the heart is trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further Allah ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they are the people that establish salat, in other words, in the way that Allah ta'ala wants us to read salat, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and from that which we sustain them with, they spend. In other words, insofar as the fard spending is concerned, like zakat, then we get the wajib spending, like sadaqatul fitr and the qurbani, then we get the nafl spending, all the other sadaqat and lillah and khairat, etc. Ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqa, and these are the true believers. These are the believers in reality. In other words, this is the definition that Allah Ta'ala is defining a believer with. And then the reward, lahum darajatun 'inda rabbihim, for them are many darajat, many stages by their Rabb. Sayyiduna Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Jannat has 100 darajat, and the distance between one daraja and the other daraja rank or the heights of Jannat is the distance between this earth and the skies that we can see, and hence that is one Jannah, 100 like that, and the highest of it all is Jannatul Firdaus. In this narration from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyiduna Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when you seek Allah ta'ala for Jannat, you ask Allah ta'ala for Jannat, then ask for Jannatul Firdaus. That is the highest, the daraja of Jannah, and from there the rivers of Jannah flows. And then Allah says, secondly, wa maghfiratun, there is maghfirat, there is forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And third, wa rizqun kareem, an honorable, a noble provision that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will provide for them. In essence, there are three different types of qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about. The first three, wajilat qulubuhum wa idha tuliyat alayhim ayatuhu zadatuhum imana wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun. The heart feels the awe of Allah, the iman increasing when one hears the ayats of the Quran, and the tawakkul, all of that is linked to the heart. All of that is linked to the heart. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, and those who establish the salah, that is linked to the body. And then وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, what they spend from what Allah Ta'ala has provided for them, that is linked to one's wealth. So there's three different types of ibadat, and Allah Ta'ala has given three different types of rewards. Darajat, for the person who works on his heart, he purifies his heart, he links that heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maghfira, for the person that fulfills the bodily ibadat. And then that rizq, that kareem rizq that Allah speaks about, that honorable sustenance, is when a person spends from his wealth for the sake of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.